The European Union funded a project implemented by International Organization for Migration, the World Food Programme, and the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. Benjamin Moore, IOM's head of project, says the UN agency aimed to shift their focuses from providing humanitarian to supporting development initiatives. He says the fund's project will be used to build schools and increase student enrollment in Western Bahr el-Ghazal estate.
For example, construction of 100 new classrooms, 18,000 teaching and learning materials will be distributed, 385 members of school governance structures such as parents and teachers associations will receive training and capacity building. There are 860 teachers will be trained on the new curriculum, as well as protection and also providing non-specialized psychosocial support to their children. This is a very important component in South Sudan, where many have suffered from displacement, from conflict, from various natural hazards that have left trauma and scars with our children and adults. And additionally, 21,000 children will be supported with school feeding and nutritional supplements at the schools.
The Children's Agency says 2.8 million South Sudanese children are out of school, adding that the prolonged conflict in the country has contributed an increased psychosocial distresses, vulnerability to violence, abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Moore says the project will support 12,000 IDPs and returnees to rebuild their lives and create a better future for their children by focusing on quality education, sustainable livelihoods, school feeding, climate resilience, and other activities promoting social cohesion.
By the end of the project, which is about 2.5 years, 27 youth gang groups were able to establish themselves as small businesses, whether it was in retail, baking, or drama classes, etc. Now, this project takes that model and takes that approach and scales it up to a much larger number of people and a much larger number of youth groups. And in that way, on the one hand, we improve access to education for our young children in primary school, but we also address the problem that young people often don't find employment, often don't have skills beyond primary and secondary education, and may want to engage in productive and income-generating activities. For example, having a small plot of land farming or a retail store or a bakery shop and other income-generating activities.
Teresa Emilio is a mother of seven who returned from Khartoum following the outbreak of conflict in Sudan in mid-April this year. She says her children have not been able to get back to school.
It is not easy to start a life as a returnees. We have challenges of renting as owners demands advance payment. Also, schools are expensive. We left our jobs behind and we are not used to this life with a lot of illnesses. We are worried what our children can eat the next day and the market is expensive. When such project comes, it can help us strengthen ourselves and be able to educate our children. But for us who have come from Khartoum, we are not used to cultivation. Even if they give me a piece of land, I need to have money to hire people to help me.
Moore says the project seeks to provide adult literacy and essential life-saving skills to the internally displaced persons and returnees in Western Bahr el-Ghazal estate. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.